Everybody's talking about the hurricane, the superstorm in the Northeast, virtually shut down, almost 8,000 flights canceled. And how was your weekend? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a show. What a wild weekend it's been. And as I just mentioned at the top, and you could hear the people talking about getting ready for what could be, maybe in some cases, the worst storm they have ever experienced already in New York, D.C., Massachusetts, Maryland. They have declared states of emergency. 375,000 evacuated from parts of New York. That number kept changing. It was rolling all day long. And now it's up that high. Just absolutely crazy what's happened. Subways shut down ahead of time. Classes canceled for 2 million students, which I think actually is a very, very smart thing. Looking at this storm, watching the Weather Channel this weekend, talking to people back east about the way it looks anyway, there's no doubt when you see the eye of the hurricane and where it's passing over and the type of winds that we're talking about and areas, by the way, where they experienced Irene when Irene wasn't necessarily supposed to be, oh, that bad. It might be downgraded to a tropical storm. Nobody wants to take a chance. And it's affecting politics because here we are knocking on the door of another election. Mitt Romney canceled several events over worries over the impact of Hurricane Sandy. They announced on Sunday, his campaign did, that they would cancel a Tuesday evening rally that they were having in Milford, New Hampshire. And this is an important stop because New Hampshire is, it's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo state. So it is absolutely already, Sandy is already affecting so many things. And, you know, there's people, the first thing I thought about was, boy, you know, people talk about cruises, and this is a big cruise time for a lot of Americans. A lot of people will take a fall cruise somewhere. So the Coast Guard is on high alert. They're everywhere. You've got the disruption in the campaigns, and you have cruise ships that are right in the middle of some very dangerous territory when it comes to the winds, when it comes to the damage, and what could happen with this hurricane. Certainly there are other things to talk about, and we will throughout this hour. Anybody listening to me, where you still have electricity, I'm sure, and you want to throw in your two cents about getting prepared for Sandy and what it's like in your neighborhood, absolutely, I want to hear from you, all our pals in Connecticut. I talked to a lot of you earlier in the day, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, I can imagine that for some people, as I said, after especially hearing what happened with, you know, Hurricane Irene, or living what happened with a Hurricane Irene, a lot of people weren't taking chances. So they're boarding up houses, things that they maybe normally wouldn't do, thinking, oh, it'll be okay. I mean, I'm not right there on the coastline. One of the cruises that I was mentioning, some of the cruise ships worried about where they are in the lane, by the way, I don't want this to get away from me, is something I saw that there was a Disney cruise that was just pounded by unbelievable rain and tossing and turning. Think of the size of a ship, rough waters. And this was a Disney cruise that was going by Miami, coming out of Miami. And the way it was described by some people, and I happened to catch this when I was flipping around, that furniture was moving across the room, and the room was tilting. Think about who's on a Disney cruise. And it was the final night of a seven-day cruise aboard a Disney Fantasy, where you had crew members, where you had all kinds of people walking inside the ship worried about what was going to happen. The movement of just about everything that wasn't completely locked down, sliding doors to bedrooms, slamming and opening and shutting, and all that kind of stuff, just being tossed and turned from side to side at 2 o'clock in the morning. Glassware shattering when it slams into the ground. And it's a 13-story ship. How intense is that? And think of the children on the ship. Who takes a Disney cruise? And, you know, pretty much what the ship did is, what do? The captain gets on and announces that passengers shouldn't try to go outside, for goodness sake. They have to stay in their, rooms because it's too dangerous. The restaurants had major damage. Major damage. The good news is the ship made it safely after what it went through, almost like a Poseidon Adventure experience, but it didn't flip over, no kidding. The ship safely docked, because it was the last night, in Port Canaveral, Florida. It was intact, but I can imagine that that captain was sweating it out because the power of the storm was exceeded what they thought that they were going to see. And as I said, you think of the 13 floors, you think of a Disney cruise, and who is on a Disney cruise, right? Kids. So very tough to get away from the story about the hurricane, because this could be one of the biggest ones we've seen yet. Very smart to shut down schools, to close out the subways, all that. If it doesn't turn out to be so horrible as what we're anticipating and watching on a weather map, and for some reason something changes just a little bit, very doubtful, then at least everybody was spared what could be just an awful experience in trying to commute into the city. It would have been so ridiculously dangerous, and I'm talking about the island of Manhattan. But we're seeing the same thing in some of the other major cities like Philadelphia, in Atlantic City. When do they ever clear casinos? Never. They want every cent in the slot machine, meaning the people who own casinos. They want every slot in those slots. They want every coin they can get in those slots. They don't want to send people out into the streets, but they evacuated the casinos. Wow. Unbelievable. And a quick word here at the top before we flip to the other side and then boot it back again. The San Francisco Giants won the World Series. No reason to be on pins and needles if you were not watching and wanted to hear what happened there. They beat the Tigers 4-3, so they swept them. A four-game series. Some great stories from that Giants lineup. But in my mind, what a boring series, a sweep. So no anticipation. Now, if you're a Giant fan, I guess you are loving this. But if you're just a baseball fan and you were watching this, the last game might have been the most exciting, but just a blowout by the San Francisco Giants. But hey, a tip of the cap to them for an incredible run that they had, and an incredible run actually getting into the series, without a doubt. Don't go away. Back in three. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That 2 million school children have the day off. They aren't the only ones. Close to 8,000 flights have been canceled, and the feds are shutting down offices in D.C. Nobody wants to take a chance. Somebody sent me a Twitter, and they said, you're a bunch of sissies. Isn't this just a little bit of panic? Aren't you overselling this Hurricane Sandy? I got to say, you look at that radar. If the radars and the models and the satellites and the feeds and everything else are true, I'm sorry. I don't think that you can take that chance. I think it's a smart move to call it. You got to be smart about this kind of stuff. And in the United States, we've seen the disasters that have ensued when precautions weren't taken. So if you miss a school day, one little measly school day, you know what? The kids can make it up. Versus trying to take them to school and getting trapped in some low-lying area and being flooded out. Have you ever been in that situation where you thought it was okay and then a wall of water came towards you? I used to work in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I saw what that was like when the arroyos of they flooded. When there was an overflow, people had no idea what to do. Sadly, people got caught in it. Cars would be stuck because they didn't think anything like that could possibly happen. And for goodness sake, that was a wall of water in another direction. And they were ultimately stunned, trapped, and many people killed. And on these shoreline areas, like in North Carolina, and rightfully so, I think the people are concerned about everyone getting so hyped up about the storm, they go out to take pictures of the big waves, and they go out onto the rock piles, and out on the rock piles is not where you want to be taking a picture should you slip or the wave sucks you in. As somebody who grew up near the beach, and we went to, Cape May, New Jersey, so often in the rock piles there, we'd hear stories about somebody doing that when there was just a big wave. And you just know we're going to hear some crazy story about somebody that decided they needed to go and get that one shot, and the one shot ended up costing them their lives, because it's a tricky thing when you're talking about the swells that we're talking about and the kind of waves that out of nowhere can just swallow you up. So I mentioned the fact that we have this huge logjam of flights, people that can't get out, people who are trapped somewhere because they couldn't get a connecting flight, that kind of thing. Boy, that's too bad. As they say, timing is everything. And isn't that true? If you had flown earlier or flown a different day later in the week, but, you know, such is life. A lot of people fly on Sundays to get somewhere for business or start a vacation or whatever to get there on a Monday. But so many flights were canceled through Tuesday, too, by the way, ahead of these two storms, because that's what it is. Two storms are converging on the East Coast. Take a listen to some of the travelers.
We're basically almost having nervous breakdowns.
We're trying to get back to Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're stuck.
Yeah, but you don't want to get back to North Carolina because you don't want to be in a plane where the winds are so high. There's just absolutely no way they would risk that and fly those flights into those areas. Of course, you know our satellite facility here for America Tonight is in Dallas, and Dallas is the hub for American, while the mothership, Minneapolis, is the hub for Delta. And we're seeing lots of cancellations, but especially through Dallas, American Airlines canceling a lot of flights from New York to Dallas and vice versa, because different legs for different meetings and that kind of, you know, whoever's making connecting flights or whatever, that's what's happening. And I think Wednesday is going to be a crazy day for flying, as Thursday will be too, because Hurricane Sandy should be nearing landfall by Monday night in some areas. The high winds are already hitting on Sunday. Air traffic control towers close, by the way. Did you know this? When winds ramp up to 60, 70 knots and mass transit shutdowns, they have to do that for fear of what could happen in New York. I've mentioned this now a couple of times. So they stopped mass transit at 7 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday. And here's another one for you, too. Amtrak also canceled almost all of its trains on the Eastern Seaboard. Can you imagine all of the trains in the East? So anywhere you were going, and there are so many people that travel, especially in a busy work week. So the areas affected, Boston, Philadelphia, Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, Dulles International Airport, Newark is certainly affected. Philadelphia, I mentioned. I have family in that area. They're putting up boards. They made sure that they tied everything up that they could possibly tie up, because I talked about the casinos only 40, 45 minutes away. And the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey say, forget it, with everything canceled to the airports, for almost everything is down between Washington and New York and all those places in between. So not a lot of travel going on. It got to be like a day off, a sandy day. Who knows what will happen with this heavyweight storm that's expected to really throw a hell of a punch on the East Coast, because really of the convergence, like I said, of the super storm scenarios. That's the thing that's so scary, and that's the wild card with what's coming in. The nor'easter kind of smacking into the hurricane at the same time. Superstorm or perfect storm is what I would say, although it's not perfect for anybody who has to go through this, who has to live through this. And a lot of those people in Connecticut, a lot of you listening to me in New York, you know what I'm talking about, where you live near a dam or creeks or any of that kind of stuff, and your house can almost virtually be assured of the bottom level of your house, at least if you have a two-story, being flooded. And we saw that with the last one that came through, Irene. It was terrible I mean, ultimately what that monster storm did, and this one is twice the dragon that that one was. I mean, twice the size. So President Obama signed an emergency declaration for New Jersey, too, as well. New Jersey's thrown in there. Also, you got to think about the National Guard and mobilizing the National Guard. That's obviously something that's happened. That's the whole state of the emergency plan ahead of time. That's what you have to do. By the way, the stock exchange closed Monday because it's smacking into New York. They're closing the markets Monday, probably Tuesday as well. I mentioned the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard, along with fire departments, they were looking for a missing. This is what happens. Somebody goes out in a kayak. They were looking for a missing kayaker south of Charles Island near a place where I used to live, Milford, Connecticut, and they just said, forget it, we can't do it. See, this is the thing that people do. They think they're going to be safe, and they try to go out and hit the streets. FEMA, by the way, says the Hurricane Sandy, you know, they have to put the estimate or the guesstimate on it right away. They say Hurricane Sandy has the potential to cause $3 billion in wind damage alone in the United States. Wow. Alone in the United States. So just absolutely crazy. Naturally, anything you can think of, like the New York Staten Island Ferry, done, closed down. Couldn't possibly keep that open if everything else is closed as well. So it's really a matter of waiting to see ultimately what's gonna happen on Monday as this gets closer. And we're already seeing, as I mentioned, the high winds. So everything you can possibly think of, planes, trains, automobiles, banks, Wall Street, schools, jobs. I mean, who's working? Nobody is working in the East Coast anyway, which then affects the rest of the nation when they have ties to business in the East. Courts shut down. So, boy, there is a lot of things already affected by this storm that has not hit yet, but looks like it just is incredible. At least 45 people, by the way, already dead because of Hurricane Sandy before hitting the U.S. I'll tell you about that next. Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents on maybe even early voting. Did you go out to early vote because you heard about the hurricane? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a
super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If Halloween will be canceled on the East Coast, because you got to figure, if that storm hits really, really hard on Monday, come on, Halloween is on Tuesday. So there's not going to be any trick or treating. The trick is to maneuver around this Hurricane Sandy. Hopefully some people were out there partying over the weekend and celebrating Halloween. But the kids who are going out to get the candy, well, it's going to be the big ripoff on the in the East Coast. Dave in San Francisco, you have the floor. If I can, there he is. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, hey, Kate. You know, I hope that the noise in the background doesn't interrupt our conversation. Apparently something happened outside that's causing everybody to run around with drums and honk their horns and
woohoo! How about those? How about those Giants? I mentioned it at the top, 4-3. What a win for the Giants. I mean, to sweep the Tigers away the way that they did, that is just huge. There's some great stories on that team, too. I thought it was a boring series to watch, but not boring if you're from San Francisco. They rocked, definitely.
Oh, I know. It's funny, actually. I was listening to one of the neocon talk shows the other day, and he was claiming that historically, if the Democrats win a presidential year, then the World Series goes to the National League, and the American League would be Detroit this year. And of course, Romney saying that he wished that Detroit would go bankrupt. So that would have been some real irony if Detroit had won. But, you know, what I wanted to talk about, and by the way, you were talking about that weather there. Back in 1989, when we had the famous San Francisco earthquake, I was living out in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And just a month or so before the earthquake, I think it was July or August of 1989, there was a hailstorm that went basically from Boulder down to Castle Rock, which was, you know, pretty substantial distance, better than 50 miles. And it did more damage than the California earthquake. I was managing some properties out there, and if I remember right, there were 22 windows just in my properties that were broken. And the truck parked out in front also had a busted windshield. So, yeah, don't underestimate high winds. And in fact, the high winds tied with hail is even worse because the freezing attaches itself to all kinds of wires. Hey, one other thing. Are you familiar with this voter fraud scandal involving a guy named Nathan Sproul?
No, I'm familiar with some of the things that are happening, but not Sproul. I haven't heard about that story.
Well, this emerged about a month or so ago. He had a company that was going out and doing voter registration. And he had been apparently doing this since the year 2000. And he was caught many, many times people would register to vote. And if he didn't like who they registered with, for example, he would throw away the Democrats. But now he's been caught, and they're altering the data that people are putting on their forms. So, for example, if somebody moved from a house into an apartment and they changed their voter registration and they happened to run into one of Nathan Sproul's people, they would put their new address. Well, Nathan Sproul's people later would erase that address and put in some other address. And so now with the voter ID, you remember they were demanding that everything on your driver's license has to be accurate to what's in your voter address. Well, if this guy is going out there altering people's data, then all of a sudden they're either criminals, they don't have the ability to vote. So this guy back in 2004, he was listed as getting $500,000, but it turned out the Republicans had paid him $8.5 million, and they had falsified $8 million of it. They had basically given him ghost $8 million to do this stuff.
Now
in Florida, West Virginia,
they're worried about it. In Virginia, I know what you're talking about now. I didn't realize it was Sproul, but that's tied to it. It's that's where it originally comes from, I guess. I knew about voter fraud, but I didn't realize it all went back to him. At least that's what they're investigating, because now they're having that problem in Virginia. They're saying same thing, that changing stuff on the information's different. And he's a political consultant, Sproul is.
That gets into another thing, because he's in the election documents. You know, you're supposed to register how much money you've paid to consultants and to voter registration drives and whatnot, because these are all officially nonprofit organizations. And for this guy he's sometimes calling himself a consultant, and sometimes he's calling himself a voter registration drive, which is a whole different category. And it's it becomes basically financial fraud. But it really looks like they're doing money laundering tied with this.
Here's what the thing is. Supposedly, right, the companies were accused of it. They were never charged with it. And what you're saying is that they destroyed Democratic voter registrations, basically, in a couple of different elections and a couple of different states. And they think that it goes back to 2004 because Sproul was hired by the Bush-Cheney campaign.
Rove all over it. And it gets into this whole thing about they've been forcing this issue about voter ID all across the country, but at the same time they've got a guy out there sabotaging people's voter ID.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's it makes it look like they're a pack of saboteurs. They're painting themselves as if they're patriots protecting the right to vote when, in fact, they're actually sabotaging the right to vote.
Well, I can tell you, if I was the RNC chair, if I was Rince Priebus, I would distance myself from...
Well, they already did. They did a month ago, but then this guy Sproul has actually created new company names. He's got one called...
Strategic Allied... Yeah, that's why I didn't know his name, because what it is a Strategic Allied Consulting is what they changed it to.
Well,
that was one of the names.
After that, they fired Strategic Allied Consulting. Now they've got two new names, Issue Advocacy Partners and, what's it, Grassroots Outreach, LLC. So he's, even since they fired him, they're continuing to pay him under these new names.
Wow. That's crazy. Because, you know, they're talking about $3 million, $8 million, whatever, and I didn't realize it was initially, see, that just shows you, I didn't realize it was initially tied back to him. I can hear all that honking and stuff in the background. That's cool.
Yeah, helicopters. You know, it's interesting. I went up on the roof. If you've ever been to San Francisco, you know.
I have, yes.
Yeah, it gets sucked in by fog. So I'm in the Mission, and we're in a bowl of clear. There's a beautiful full moon right above us. And everywhere else is socked in from, you know, probably I'm downstairs now, but the financial district was socked in, the treasury out by the Mint socked in, the Castro is getting fogged down the hill, and south of us, San Bruno Mountains fogged in. But we're just right in this bowl, and so this is where the helicopters are. They're right above us, basically.
I love it. Woohoo! Have some applause for these giants. I love it. San Francisco's a great city. Yeah, there it is. Woo! I tried forever to get up into San Francisco. It's just a great place, great people. Congratulations on that win.
Well,
definitely.
I didn't do a bit of it, so.
You just watch. That's all that matters. Dave, thanks. Great talking to you.
Good week.
Talk to you again. All right, we're talking about a couple of different things here, obviously, including what's going on. You heard him mention there about how winds and hail and all that can do incredible damage. Bud is in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
Oh, you're right in the eye of what's happening with Sandy.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Last time I got out, the word was Ocean City was where it was supposed to hit, come in at Ocean City.
Yeah,
and they keep on changing a couple miles up or south or whatever there. But all the shores are evac'd. They're getting people out of there. All the agencies now are working almost 16 hours. Police departments, fire departments getting ready, ambulances, National Guard. You can see them getting caught up just in case. Let me see what else is on there. Anybody who's doesn't have a place to go, they're putting them in schools, shutting the schools down, and using the schools for shelters. It just keeps on going and going and going. The Home Depot is out of supplies, from flashlights to generators to plywood. You can't buy anything there.
I heard. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a mad rush here, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to be prepared in the future, not wait to the last minute and run out to stores. People should have things ready.
You know, but that's a good point. I've said that. I've described what's happened to me when I wasn't prepared and then how it made me think. You know, you hear these commercials where they're saying, get emergency prepared. Well, you know what? Dang it. Go out and get emergency prepared for a reason. Have everything you need so that, like you just said, you don't get caught in a situation where you don't have anything. And by the time you go to the store, they don't have anything that they can offer you because they're out of everything. That's what happens. There's a run on from food to flashlights to boards to anything, generators, anything that you need. And, you know, Bud, I would just say, please, buddy, stay safe there. I know my family's in that same area, and I'm very, very worried because Ocean City, as many of you know, over the summer we broadcast from Ocean City. I was down there where Bud's saying it's supposed to surface, and very, very close to my hometown and that Cherry Hill, South Jersey, Philadelphia, Atlantic City area, one of the places that could be the hardest hits. All right, you want to let your thoughts fly? Please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's why he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Most people are watching once they got through Football Sunday and the World Series, if they're sports fans, because of what's happening now with this storm, Hurricane Sandy. Thanks to Bud for his call and the updates and what was going on in New Jersey. You heard him talking about that. So I'm sure some of the others, some other people listening to us in that New York area and Connecticut area are in the same situation. Feel free to give us a buzz and tell us what you've done and what it's like in your areas. You heard Bud say that Home Depot sold out of everything. And he said such a key thing. Not being emergency prepared. On this show, probably in the last 3 years, I've had five or six different people on talking about that. Talking about, okay, hey, what if you just put a kit together? What if you need a few things? What do you, What do you need to have to be prepared to survive should you get slammed with Mother Nature, something unforeseen, talking about water and food and flashlights and generators and cash and things that some of it very common sense, but yet we don't do it. People don't do it. And then they get caught in the middle of something and they can't get their papers. They can't reach the things they need because they got hit by a flood. They didn't have a safe. They didn't have a strong box. They didn't have any of that put away. And they didn't have cash because we live in a card world where so many people have the debit card, their credit cards, but especially the debit card because it's like cash for a lot of people. So they're not walking around flush with some fives and tens and ones and whatnot. And when you need the cash, then you don't have the cash and the machines don't work. So what are you going to do there? Then you're stuck. I learned my lesson from being in that situation where, it was so frustrating. And if we were stuck because of a bad storm, and if we had been prepared, we would have been able to weather the elements better. We would have not wasted as much time. And so I learned, get the emergency generator, get the flashlights, all that stuff. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A bunch of people have emailed us, and in a later hour we'll do an email segment. But a tsunami warning in the middle of all of this was out there for Hawaii, and that was posted. It's like, boom, tsunami, because of an earthquake in Canada. Although it was just a little bit of a scare that there were sirens that were warning tsunami across Hawaii on Saturday night. There were people packing the streets in Honolulu. They have a huge Halloween festival there. They call it Hullabaloo. And people, just tons of people in costumes go to Halloween parties, restaurants, bars. It's really one of the biggest Halloween celebrations in the United States, although it's not in the mainland. So you had the sirens, like I said, and they were talking about what could possibly happen because of what at one time did happen. People thinking of the quake and a tsunami that killed, you know, thousands in Japan, if you remember. Back in 2011, I was in Los Angeles when that happened, and I talked about the fact that people there were worried about the tsunami hitting L.A. So tsunamis and earthquakes and all of that, I think people take that much more seriously. They're worried about the surge between 3 and 6 feet, and that's what they had in Maui. They said it was about 2.5 feet above the sea level, but that's it. That's all it ended up being. So they had evacuation orders for coastal people, and the tsunami warnings were canceled by 1 a.m. in Hawaii, and an advisory instead was put in its place. But can you imagine? They have people just, you know, getting toasted. They're there at Hullabaloo, and they're walking down the streets and hitting their horns and doing all that kind of stuff. And there's this tsunami warning flying around because 7.7 is a pretty big earthquake. You can't just pretend that's not a big thing. And the tsunami was spawned by that earthquake in western British Columbia. So there was a local warning and then beyond that. So certainly, excuse me, you can see that I have a seasonal cold. There was a concern over those people that were unreachable in Honolulu, for example, because they weren't worried about it. But, you know, you're talking about across the Pacific, and they were worried about that. They were worried about, let's get to higher ground. So some people, the people that weren't dressed up and weren't running down the streets ignoring the tsunami, they were headed for higher ground. Because, of course, when you're on an island like that, that's exactly what you have to do. You just have to get to higher ground. I mean, really, that's all you can do, let's be honest. Because you can't stay in the low-lying areas there because of what we've seen, obviously, the results of tsunamis. And when that's triggered, what ultimately that can mean. So in the middle of everything with Sandy, here there was this quake in Canada that triggered a tsunami scare in on the Hawaiian Islands. It's just, you know, it's just nothing to play with when it comes to hurricanes, weathers, earthquakes, any of that kind of stuff. I keep going back in my head thinking of this storm surge from Sandy and the fact that everything is just shut down on the East Coast. I mean, there's no way really very many people are going to be doing business. The markets are closed, the schools are closed, transportation's closed, especially Manhattan, but all the other cities in between, the people from Connecticut that commute in, the people from New Jersey that commute in, people in other cities from Boston to parts of Vermont to New Hampshire. I mean, pretty much everyone's just bracing for what could be a couple of days with maybe power lines going down. You think of high winds, and that's what happens. The power lines go, and the power companies, that was what was so devastating, Connecticut, with Irene trying to scramble and get the power back up to so many people who lost power. I mean, the impact just absolutely, you know, devastating because of how long it took to try to reach everyone. There's just not enough people to do it, no matter how many hours the power company works or how many people they have on board. When you've got so much of the state going out, having a massive blackout from a hurricane because of the lines being down, you can only get to them so quickly. So really, Sandy disrupts a lot of things, including the campaigns, by the way, because some of the campaign stops, some of the so-called states in the air or swing states are on the East Coast, and they're right in the middle of this thing. So certainly you can't have Romney or the president is not going to be out there campaigning. They're going to have to cancel a lot of events because they don't really know what's going to happen. You think of people going to the polls, and imagine if this had hit a week later, how brutal that would be. But not, it's not hitting a week later, so the early voting might be affected. Any people that were going to run there for the last minute to do the early voting in some of those states, but it's like the polling centers, schools, fire stations. The top priority there would be getting power back on if there's power outages. So they'd have to have some kind of contingencies if people are going to vote. And in Virginia, which is one of those places that could go either way, they're talking about that 106 counties there. The Republican governor said that his state would try to ensure that people were able to vote, even though there might be some big obstacles because of the storm, that they would try to make whatever centers available that they could. But I think the storm does have the potential to wreak a little havoc into the race. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.